Welcome to episode 1 of Cleveland Clobberin. The Lizards, the Witch, and the Office Chair, part 1.
Howdy, fellas and fellates, and welcome to the wonderful world of Cleveland Clobberin. I'm your DM, Matt, he, him. If you want to say your names and pronouns and who you're playing today, go ahead, players, starting with...
Hi, I'm Cora, and I am... Oh, she, her. And I am playing Let's Do This.
I am Kieran, he, him, they, them. I am playing Harlem Focus.
My name is Echo. I use any and all pronouns, and I'm playing Ophelia Starling.
My name is Sage. I go by they, them pronouns, and I'll be playing Sadie Campbell.
All right. We open in Cleveland, Ohio. A city many of our listeners may know of. The weather is warm and the local schools are nearing summer break. It's the end of the semester for the college. Though it is a Saturday, that means all the best tourist spots are starting to get their summer crowd. As we open, we start in the suburbs of Independence, Ohio, in which houses are in a gridded city. This part of Cleveland is home to many families and a single man who's getting ready for his work downtown on this morning. All right, and we open on Les. Let's do this. What do you look like?
I am wearing a double-breasted pinstriped suit, as always, with just... There's some stains on the shirt, but he manages to hide them pretty well. And a very, very bad dye job on his hair.
And how is Les getting ready for work this morning?
He's packing up, like, very haphazardly. He's just shoving papers in a briefcase. He shuts it, like, they're all crumpled. And he hops into his, like, the worst little car you've ever seen. The bumper is missing. The license plate is crooked. And he is definitely did not sleep that well. So, forgot to make the coffee right. So, he has, like, the worst coffee in this tiny little, like, thermos that he just shoves into his car.
All right, as you're leaving the house, you notice that there's a box of things next to the door, and you recognize in it there's a tube of lipstick, a couple t-shirts, like some thing for doing hair that you don't recognize, and a laptop that's super broken and definitely out of repair, and you recognize these are your ex-wife's things that she left. And you hear your phone ring.
Hello?
Samuel?
Yes, Mother? What is it?
I just wanted to ask you. If you still need me to pick up those things...
Oh, no.
And also,
No, I'm good.
Okay, if you really think so. And, so, I have your middle school entrepreneur award thing. Can I just throw this out? You can pay for shipping if you want it still. Or if you want to show it off to your little friend, I don't know.
You can just throw that away, Mom. Yeah, you can just throw it away. And also, it's Les now.
Oh, right. Sorry, Les. Les. Is it with a Z?
It's with an S. It's with an S.
With an S?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Les.
Well, goodbye,
bye, then.
Les.
Goodbye, Les.
And she hangs up on you. And as you start to work, you look outside, and it's a beautiful day in Cleveland. It's very warm. And you are headed to just, like, the dankest place and the worst place to be on a beautiful day like this one. Do you want to describe your office for us in downtown Cleveland?
It's about the size of a storage closet, and it definitely looks like one. Perhaps because it was one before Les made it his office. And it's dark, it's dim, it has one light bulb that you need to, like, pull on a chain to get it to work. And he just... His desk takes up most of the room, so he's just kind of cramped behind it. And the only other thing is just, like, a fire extinguisher leaned up against it for no apparent reason. And he just takes out his stuff and he starts working there, which is mostly just sitting and waiting for phone calls.
Right. As you are settling into your place of work, you notice on the table names and lists of clients that you're meeting today, and you read the name Othello, who's supposed to show up first today. And from there, we're going to move to Beechwood, in which there's a home and two
people living in it. And one of those is going to be Ophelia. If you'd like to describe your character, Echo.
Ophelia is extremely pale. ghostly so. It's a little bit terrifying. And has kind of like sharp-ish teeth, all inherited from her father. And kind of like long, light brown hair. And is wearing her classic like teacher's attire with like an overall skirt and like a turtleneck. Oh, and huge glasses.
So as you're getting ready this morning, you see your boyfriend, Othello, move into the living space that you two share. He goes, "Oh, Ophelia, I have something I need you to look at."
"Oh yeah, of course, babe. What's up?"
And he hands you a piece of paper that shows a court order. He's being charged for destruction of property. And you read it and it says he went into a Best Buy and he broke two laptops, a phone, and an iPad. I have a lawyer. Don't worry. I just can't afford a lawyer right now. And he's cheap, so it's not gonna be big. I just, I was hoping you could maybe, like, come with me and we could, like, you know."
"Oh, yeah, how did this happen? Was this, when was this?"
"Oh, just, like, a week ago. It was fine. It's just, like, this guy was being, the tenant was being so rude, and I had a conversation with him, and I had a conversation, and he just didn't understand, and, you know, he was just getting angry, and so I was just getting angry. It just happened. I just got pushed, and it's not a big deal. I need to make sure that they know it was not me. It was the other guy who pushed me into the electronics, you know, so."
"Okay, I'll come with you. Do you know how much this is gonna cost? You know, I'm still sending money to my family and stuff like that."
It's not gonna be too much. Listen, I know this guy. He comes really cheap. His name is Les Dudas.
Is that a name that people have?
He must, because that's what he's called. I don't know. A buddy recommended to me. Trust me, babe, he got my friend out of a twist, so."
"Okay, yeah, okay. Let's go."
"Okay, or should we say, let's do this?" "Yeah, do you want me to drive? I feel bad."
Yeah, please. I need to probably call my bank or something. Yeah.
"Okay, let's go." As you two drive over to the office or closet of Les Dudas, we move to a young, strange-looking lad who's on the street right now, performing some close-up magic for a little boy who is watching very, very interested. If you could introduce your character, Kieran.
"Yes, I am Harlem. Harlem's a little freaky. He's got some strange horn-ish protrusions coming out of his head, very tan skin, kind of darker eyes, and he has a tail, but it's kind of like wrapped down his pant leg to not freak other people out right now."
"Right, and as you are on the street today, you see this little boy comes up to you, and he sees that you're kind of weird looking, but he's very interested in whatever you're doing with the cards you're holding in your hand. Can you describe the deck you're using today?"
"So, for this specific moment, I am using more suits. It's not like a normal looking deck. It's gonna be like a little fancy looking one that you would probably find in like a magic shop, a witchy magic shop. The cards are kind of black and little colorful pictures on the front of them. They look very mystical in nature. Little like gold embellishments, stuff like that."
So the little boy looks up at you and he says, "What kind of tricks do you know, dude?"
I'm gonna look at this little kid and I'm gonna be, "Whatever trick you think I can do it."
"Whoa, I don't know, maybe you could like, I imagine you can guess what card I'm thinking of right now."
"Okay. I'm gonna, like, flip through my cards, and this would be where I roll for something, right?"
"Yeah, I would say just roll me a charisma. Just, like, charisma plus your, yeah."
"Okay. Alright, and what is it? That's a nat 20."
"Oh! So you know this kid. You feel as the cards move through your hand, you see a glimmer sort of rise up from the cards, something you're
familiar with just playing with these cards before. And you hear just in the cards, and I mean, not hear necessarily, you just feel in the cards an answer. And as you flip through the card that lands on top shows a picture of a dog. And you know this kid is not thinking at all about a card. He's thinking about his pet dog.
So I'm gonna take the card and, like, pick it up off the stack, but not, like, show it to him yet, and kind of, like, hold the back to him, and then do the, like, the card finger flip thing that you just, like, very dramatically and quickly turn around the card, and then, like, hold it down to him.
He's gonna look at it. Whoa! How did you know I was thinking of Susie? Dude, you're so cool. I think you're the coolest. Mom! He yells over, and his mother, who is just, like, talking on her phone over just a bit down the block, looks over and immediately rushes over and says, oh, come on, Charlie, let's keep going. Let's keep moving. No need to stop. Come on. And just ushers him away, and leaving you alone on the street. And as you're alone, would you like to do anything? Sorry.
No, you can keep going. That was just me letting out a sigh of loneliness.
Oh, yeah. Let's move from there. Let's move from that place. And we move into... Sorry, what's that? Un momento. We move to the Waterloo Arts District. And we move into the student apartment of a
very busy, but also very edgy college student, if you'd like to introduce your character, Sage.
So my character is named Sadie Campbell. They wear basically just like the edgiest Spencer's Hot Topic outfit you could possibly imagine. They have their hair in locks, but they have like one strand of their locks like dyed a bright vibrant red. And they're also wearing extremely messy mascara, and they have an assortment of facial piercings.
Okay, as we come into Sadie, Sadie is flipping through a big leather-bound book. This book is like an iPad inside, or like a laptop in size. It's like a full, large, giant book. It is sealed with leather straps that Sadie has managed to get undone. In this book, Sadie is looking at just these runes. Some of them appear to be sort of Nordic, where other pages may be sort of more of like a Japanese kanji instead, and they all differ between different portions of the book. As Sadie flips through them, I'd like you to make a arcana check.
Alrighty. I got a 16.
Sadie, you've always kind of been into the occult, but sort of in a fun sort of tarot crystals kind of way. But you can tell just from looking at these pages that this is not something like that. This is something deeper. This is something you don't think scientists could read. You don't think this is some sort of fake, silly book, because you don't recognize any of these characters in any way. Some of them are just scratchy in a way that you know is not a language here, in Cleveland or on Earth. And you're looking through these pages, and you kind of feel that this is not the sort of human, mundane magic that you're used to. If you'd like, could you maybe tell us how you managed to get this book that once belonged to your father?
So basically what I was doing was since I've been really into magic lately, I rummaged through my attic because, you know, there's an attic space. Yeah. My dads were really into, like, you know, 80s stuff. They were kind of like the same similar fashion as me. So I was kind of looking for, like, you know, free clothes to, like, save money. And while I was rummaging around, I found a cool vintage looking book with like a leather cover. And I was like, oh, cool, notebook, whatever. I can, like, you know, save on school supplies. But then I open it up and it's like freaky lettering. So what the hell's the matter with this? Very weird.
And as you're looking at this lettering, you get to a section that is almost familiar to you because you've seen this specific lettering before. It's sort of a, it looks just like cursive, but it's in a language you don't comprehend. And you know you've seen this because you saw it at Ophelia's house. You don't necessarily remember where, you don't necessarily remember when, but you know that this writing has, you've seen this and you've been confused by this before. But when you saw it the first time, you would have thought, oh, okay, this is weird cursive and some language I don't know. But seeing it again, you immediately recognize it.
If you give me a history check to try to remember where you saw that.
On my way, I got a 15.
You don't remember when, but you do remember that this is the same kind of cursive that Ophelia's dad has tattooed on his arm. That's all you remember about it.
Weird. Super fucking weird.
Yeah. So today is the weekend, so that means you don't have any school. What would you like to do today, Sadie?
I would like to go down and talk to my dads, if they're home.
Yeah, they are home.
Okay, lovely.
All right, so you move down to downstairs, where you find your two fathers, and one of them is Ryan and Joseph.
So Ryan, it looks a lot like you. You don't know exactly which one is your biological, or how you were conceived, but Ryan looks a lot like you. He has shorter locks, but and so his skin is just a little darker than yours. Joseph is just a tanner man, but he's not as dark, and he's got sort of silky, dark brown hair. And the two of them are right now working on making some lunch. They're prepping sandwiches. You know they both volunteer at a local, food shelter. So they're helping pre-prepare some sandwiches that they're going to bring over. So they're making just, like, mayo, turkey, ham, ketchup, mustard, just very basic sandwiches in your kitchen.
All right. Okay, so I walk up to them, and I take a seat at our dining room table, and I ask them if they need any help, because, you know, that's what I do. I'm a helpful little lad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ryan, your dad, turns to you and goes, oh, you know what can help us? Just, can you go grab, like, 3 of those really big boxes of, like, chips? Like, the ones they sell at, like, bulk stores? You know what I mean? Like, the big ones?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Was there like a specific like flavor of chip, or do you want me to like pick up like, you know, regular plain potato chips, or like?
Like, get the variety box. I think that'd be
good. Nice.
Yeah. Huge right. Variety box fan. And as your dad, you watch your dad Ryan chopping some cucumbers to put on some of the sandwiches. He is so good at knives. He's he is not a culinary expert by any means, but he loves to make food, and he is absolutely mastered the skill of chopping cucumbers. He is so fast. And Joseph gives a little clap. He goes, oh, this is what I needed. Also, this is what I needed.
Period. I also applaud. Nice knife work, Dad. Impressive per usual.
Of course. I have my skills. They are limited, but I do have some.
Indeed you do. When I get back, remind me, I wanted to ask you about something I found in the attic earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Did you find any cool clothes? Because I want some, too.
I found your old...
Too small for me.
I found your old, like, battle jacket, if you didn't mind me wearing that.
Oh, please do. That's so cool.
I know. Also has, like, a shit ton of patches on it, so thank you for that. Very nice, very vintage.
If you want but any then more, was... I have a place. Trust.
Okay, hook me up sometime. But anyway, I just wanted to ask you about this, it's like this notebook thing I was looking up there, mostly for clothes, obviously. Notebook. But then I found this, like, it's like black, leathery, kind of bitchin', but like, I mean, super cool. Oh. I apologize.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where I got that. I just, like, I've had it since before I met your dad, but I don't really know where I got it from, you know?
All right. Fair enough.
Kind of showed up one day, but I've kept it with me. It's cool if you want to use it or something. For no, I don't. It has stuff on the pages, right? Though, like words.
Yeah, I'll probably just like I don't know. Probably like tear those out or something. Just like see if it has blank pages. I don't know. It seems pretty cool to lug around, though.
It does, but yeah. You do that. I'm chill with it. If you find anything cool in it, though, let me know. It might be like worth money or something. You can like.
Ooh, true. Maybe I could sell it at, like, Spirit Halloween for, like, a limited time prop or something. When it's, like, you know, around
maybe
time.
Not Spirit Halloween. That's, like, the worst.
Oh, yeah, true. Hate corporations. But, like, you know, maybe one of the smaller Halloween... Ooh, maybe a bookstore.
Ooh, a bookstore. You know, a bookstore loves books. One thing about a bookstore.
True. True. All right, well, I'm going to go get those chips. Do you have any cash for me to borrow? You know, to, like, get the chips?
Sure, I do. I do have cash. And he pulls out his wallet and hands you a $100 bill. And he says, don't spend it. Actually, do spend it all in one place. If you want to get yourself a soda pop, go ahead.
Thanks, Dad. I, like, take the money from him and stay in my pocket. Bye.
Do you need the wagon to carry it?
No, I'm sure I can carry it all by hand. I'm a pretty strong kid, you know.
You're pretty strong.
Yeah, super strong.
Well, take care.
All right. See you later.
Love you.
Love you too.
And as you move out from there, we move back to the office of Les Dudas, in which two young, well, young compared to Les, a young couple shows up and for their wonderful meeting about some broken property. So we move back to Ophelia, Othello, and Les.
Hello, hello.
Hey. I'm Othello. I came here to do things.
I think I have your file here on my desk, actually. What is it, like a
cool
property damage thing?
Yeah, it wasn't me, though. It was like this guy pushed me, and I need to, like, argue that, yeah, he pushed me.
Oh, totally, totally. Okay.
Yeah,
so
he pushed me.
Yeah. Of course, totally. I believe you, 100%.
Yes, I mean, I wouldn't lie. It's legal stuff, right? You can't lie during, it's like law or whatever.
Yes, it is. You can't lie when you're in court. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
Yeah, for sure.
So, just sake of curiosity, how exactly did this guy do the damage of property and then charge you with it?
Well, so what he says happened was that I was getting angry and I just pushed the stuff off. But, like, what really happened is we were both getting angry, and then he stepped up to me and pushed me. Hey, listen, I wanted to buy a phone, and he said it was on sale, and I said, for 20% off, right? And he said, no, it's only 10% off. And I said, it says on the sign, it's 20% off. And he said, it's 10% off. I work here. Look at this other sign. And I said, that other sign is for something else because I know what I'm doing. And then he pushed me. That's what happened.
Ah, okay. So, okay. So what I'm hearing is that this guy put you into emotional distress.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then, yeah, he was triggering you. He was triggering you.
Yeah,
that's what's going on here.
It was, yeah, it was, now, I have anxiety, so...
I see this all the time. You don't even know. Just major brands, just like kicking the little guy while they're down, you know?
I hate corporations. Don't we hate corporations, exactly. Ophelia?
Oh, yeah. Corporations are the worst. So you're saying that we have a good case? Everything should be fine?
Oh, totally. You're in great hands right here.
My buddy. His name is Jason.
Jason. Oh, yeah. Him.
Yeah.
I remember him. A great fella.
Yeah.
I do have to ask, this store, this, what is it? Best Buy?
Yeah.
Did it have, like, security cameras or anything in that room specifically?
They did, but they're still figuring out how to get into them.
Okay. Well, you know, since your story is absolutely true, there's nothing to worry about there.
I
might pay them to visit.
Sure.
Yeah. So you
well,
two,
thank
you. You and your, something friend.
Oh, it's Ophelia.
Oh, okay, Ophelia. Nice to meet you.
How much is this going to cost, Doc?
Okay, so usually the average for having me on retainer would be a lot higher. But for this one, since I think, you know, this is a really easy, just one and done, like, it's not going to be a big thing. It's just going to be around, like, $600 for the, you know, the hours of work
what?
That I have to do.
Yeah,
ready.
Yeah.
You know, usually lawyers work for around, like, $200 to $600 per hour.
Right.
I'm lowering.
And you're on the higher end of that?
No, I'm on the very, very low end of that.
Yeah.
It's $600 for the whole thing. I'm not charging per hour.
We can afford that. That's not too bad.
Wait,
I should be able to afford it, hopefully.
You can call your dad or something, right?
You know my family doesn't have money. And no university they have money.
They can try. You know
today, oh my god, I just remembered. Today's like a discount day. I'm so sorry. It's actually going to be $500. Yeah.
Oh, see, that's so cheap. Like, that's how much a phone is, right? Like, that's, like, barely anything compared to how much damage was done.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for correcting yourself, or, like, just finding that out. That's really amazing. Thanks. Othello, we'll talk about this later.
Right. I mean, it's gonna be fine. We can win the case. It'll cost, like, 500 and then nothing else. You know, fines or more. You know, if we can get out of the case scot-free, then we don't have to deal with the fines. We don't have to deal with, like, jail time or anything for property damage. If we prove it was him, that's like it's just this 500 and then we're done. But if we can't prove it's him, then it's like adding money on. So it's like,
oh yeah,
it's like, worth it,
you know,
it's worth it. Yeah,
fines, especially for destruction of property, especially of one like with such a major store and with two laptops and one, what was it, like iPad or something, probably be around $4,000 to $5,000 in fines. And that's not counting if they decide to go on the more extreme end and try to provide you with jail time or community service hours. So I'd say, you know, $500 is a pretty reasonable price for my services.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
This is great.
And he reaches for your hand and gives you a super soft shake.
Oh, thank you for that.
Just like not a firm shake at all.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Les just like discreetly wipes his hand off on his pant leg. It was wonderful meeting you and your Ophelia. Have a great day. I will get this all sorted out, and I will see you later, and then eventually on the court day.
All right.
Perfect. Yeah. Feel free to call and ask questions. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
And as Ophelia and Othello walk out, I'd like, Les, can I have you make a perception check?
Of course. Nat 20.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is a night for Nat 20. That's the second one in a row. Jeez. Oh, well, not in a row, actually. But still. Okay. So... Les, you were standing as you were having this conversation. As you sit down, you can't help but notice your chair moving. And the faint sound of a growl. And you know you have sat on something that is alive.
Okay. jump up immediately and just maybe yell a curse or two and take a step back and try to look at my chair.
Your chair, so where you were sitting, has opened up into two separate jaws. And in between said jaws are large teeth. And on the back of the chair have two eyeballs popped up, staring at you. And they're sort of snake-like. They've got, like, slits in the middle. And they're staring at you. And it's... This thing is going
to
attack you. You're not surprised, though, so roll initiative.
What the fuck?
And Ophelia, I'd like you to make a perception check.
That is a 12.
Alrighty.
A 12?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so you're gonna have the first move on this thing.
I got a 5 for perception.
Okay. You're gonna keep moving. You're gonna make a perception check at the end of each round to see if you notice that something's happening.
That someone's being viscerally attacked.
So you're gonna have the first move on this chair mimic.
Okay. I'm gonna reach into my pocket and take out my little switchblade, dab it out, and go at it, I guess.
Awesome.
That is a 9.
Not gonna hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going. Is that anything else?
Nope. That is. All right. That is it.
All right. It's going to bite at you. All right. Oh, so that is an 8.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Ophelia, make another perception.
11 this time.
So you're still not aware, but you do hear something.
Oh, you, no. You just kind of assume it's less like rearranging or something, right? Less it's back to you.
I'm going to take another swing at it, and I'm going to yell very loudly for like a janitor or something.
All right.
As I do so. Okay, that is 15 plus 6. That's 21.
Yeah, that'll hit. Yeah.
Okay. I would be concerned if it didn't. And that's 4. Okay, that's 5 damage.
All right.
You strike at it and take off just like the very top of this chair. And it's going to attack. It's actually what it's going to do. It's going to make a grapple attack. So,
oh, shit.
Give me a strength saving throw.
No! Okay.
I want to clarify. This is a 17. Chair.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, that's a 9. That's a 9.
All right. So it grabs you. And you're now grappled by it. And, Ophelia, make another perception check.
Of course.
With advantage this time. Because you are getting yelled for.
5.
Holy moly! Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. Your turn again, Les.
Okay, Les is going to yell very, very loudly at the top of his lungs, okay. Somebody help me! I swear to God, something is attacking me.
Okay.
Whoever is out in the hallway, please come and help me. And then try to get out of the grapple. All which, right. You have to make another strength check for that.
Yes, but it's going to be with disadvantage because
mimics are natural grapplers.
That's an 8.
That's not gonna do it.
So it's gonna attack you again. That's gonna be a 18.
Yeah, that hits.
Alright.
Is Ophelia gonna die the first budget or something?
No, Ophelia will be joining you next round because that's gonna be 7 points of damage.
What? Okay. Ow.
Yep. Alright. Ophelia, you now hear a very loud yell.
Somebody
asking you
me.
To come help.
I swear to God, my something is attacking.
Of course,
me.
I like run towards it.
Alright. And you open the door and you see Les being held by a chair. So this chair didn't have a mouth last time you saw it, but now it does. And you see it is wrapped around Les, and is using these tendrils that are coming out of its sides to strike and poison Les.
What would you like to do?
Shit, I think Ophelia doesn't really carry any weapons on her, so she's just gonna try and punch the thing.
Alright, that's gonna be a strength.
Yeah. Alrighty. That's 4.
Okay, so yeah, that does not hit. But I'd like you to make a... Let me think. 1 second. I'd like you to make a charisma saving throw.
Okay. 19.
All right.
That's going to be less.
Okay. I'm going to try and get out of the grapple again. Yeah, that's a 6.
6? Yeah, that's... Sorry.
It's going to attack you and... actually, it's gonna attack Ophelia, who's just walking in. And it's gonna miss
so terribly. That's a 9. So it lashes out with its one of its tendrils, and you manage to back out of the way. And it's your turn now, Ophelia.
Perfect. Okay, I'm gonna go and try and hit again. Nat 20.
Oh, yep, that'll do. What's your strength modifier?
Plus 1.
So that's gonna be 2 damage.
Yay.
All right, and I'd like you to make another charisma saving throw for me.
Alrighty. 12.
12? All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's your spell casting? What's your saving throw? Spell save, DC.
Plus 7. 15.
15? All right.
Mm-hmm. And you got a 13 on that saving throw?
12.
Awesome.
12, but yeah.
So as you punch it, you recognize some sort of connection to this thing. Not in the way that you have some sort of psychic or anything. It's just as you punch it, there's something about it that seems overly familiar, like it's from something just some sort of familial bond with it. Not as in, like, you're not gonna be like, this is my brother, but you just immediately recognize it as one of the same. And you now have access to your level 1 spells.
Yay!
Alright, Les.
Okay. Well, once again, I'm going to try and get out of this thing's grapple.
Yep.
Oh my god, that's rolled a 2, got a minus. I have a minus 2 in strength, so that's a 0.
So 0. That's
wow. That is a 0.
You are just absolutely grappled. This thing is holding you so tight.
I'm like,
and you know you're not that strong guy. Would you like to do any?
Do something.
All right, it's gonna lash out at Ophelia again because you just heard it. That's gonna hit. That's an 18 plus 5.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
God, what is this thing?
It's a mimic.
I know.
My chair.
It's gonna be 9 damage.
Foul.
Oh shit. Okay. This is so. I'm honestly loving this. This is a great first introduction. Things are going so well already.
Things are going great. Having a good time.
Kill our lawyer.
I'm like, please. Kill your lawyer.
Where did my actual chair go? I don't have enough money to get a new chair.
That was just the mimic's turn. So Ophelia, you're up.
Whoop, whoop. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cast Burning Hands.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm going to try and, like, angle it so that... Yes.
Okay.
Because it is an area of effect, and Les is grappled, that would hit Les.
Oh.
Les, how's your health right now? Just out of...
I just lost 7 points of damage, so...
Curiosity. Not doing too hot. Okay. Let's see if I have... Any
I'll make a
different
choice.
You can hit me with that Burning Hands, but just keep in mind the cost of your case. It may go up.
It might.
Sounds your case,
the cost of your case might go
I
up.
I might add hospital bills to it.
I should not be allowed to choose spells. I don't know if I have any other attacks.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is Othello just like leaving?
Othello?
Othello?
Oh, yes. Othello has run away at this point.
Oh.
Othello did not follow Ophelia in.
Guys, I love my boyfriend so much. Bag.
What do you mean?
Don't say that.
Oh, he's a perfect boyfriend. He's the best.
I'm being grappled by a chair here.
Yeah.
All right. Scary. I would run.
I'm going to... Do I necessarily have to attack? Or can I try and... Okay, can I try casting Minor Illusion and just have it be, like, whatever I think... Because you said I'm familiar with this thing. So, whatever I think the natural predator of this thing is?
I don't think you're that familiar with it. You just... It's not necessarily, like...
Okay.
It's hard to explain. Give me a second. It's basically... You know it's from a place that you have either been to or... like connected to.
Oh, okay.
You feel that whatever's happening in your body is connected to this thing, but it's not like you know it.
Okay, wait. Can I cast Comprehend Languages and try and talk to it?
Yeah, sure.
Yay! Okay. Right. So, I've casted it.
All right.
What would can you I like talk to say? It or should I wait until the next? Okay.
You can talk to it.
Hey,
yeah.
You're kind of eating my lawyer, or my boyfriend's lawyer, and why? Can we strike up a deal or something?
I'm not trying to eat him.
You're trying to eat him.
I'm not trying to eat him. I'm trying to take
You're not trying. Okay. Well, you can't take him because he has an appointment, and I kind of need him around for the next couple weeks. So could you maybe put him down?
No way, lady.
Real quick. Dude, I will fuck you up. Put him down.
Make an intimidation check.
24.
24, jeez. He's not going to stop attacking, but he will drop you out of grappled. So, oh, Les, you are now freed. And, Les, what would you like to do on your turn?
I'm going to immediately turn and dagger him again.
Absolutely.
Because not happy with that. Okay, that's 21 again.
21. Okay, yeah, that'll hit.
Okay, 7 points of damage.
Seven damage?
Seven.
Right. Mm-hmm. And as your knife hits, I'd like you to make two intelligence saving throw.
Okay. 17.
Okay. It's turn now. It's gonna go straight for Ophelia. Okay, I have more. Okay, 16 plus 5. That'll hit probably 21.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's going to be 9 points of damage.
Nine?
9 points of damage, yep.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, and now back to you, Ophelia.
Alrighty. Oh, can I now cast Burning Hands?
Yeah.
Perfect. I shall cast Burning Hands. The DC is 15.
What type? Oh, that's a 19 on the die. So is that half damage?
Oh, shit. Yeah, half damage. So okay. Let me just roll my die. So you take 6 damage.
6 damage. All right. He's looking really wounded. He's looking just on the verge, but he's still grasping. And now it's Les's turn. Back to Les.
Okay. So I'm going to run at it again with my switchblade and take another stab at it. Ooh, that is an 11.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, they do a lot of damage, then, but their AC is not that high.
3 plus 4, 7, and since Ophelia isn't incapacitated, I can use my sneak attack to deal an extra 1d6.
Amazing.
So, yes. 12. 12 That's... points.
Okay. How do you want to do this?
I'm just gonna go straight for, I don't know chair anatomy, so I'm just gonna take a stab at, like, the middle of the back of the chair and sort of, like, drag it down to, like, open up the stuffing. I don't know if that makes sense. Again, chair anatomy.
Yeah. As you just take a stab at him and drag it down, instead of stuffing coming out, it's sort of, like, greenish, bluish blood.
Oh, ew.
And you have killed the mimic. And now the two of you stand in this room. And as you two stand with a dead mimic in Cleveland, Ohio, we move where Harlem is standing and where Sage is. Sage. Sadie is driving down the road. As you are standing, Harlem, you see from a car looking directly at you, a very emo looking little lad who is just staring daggers into your soul as they ride. Sadie, would you mind to describing what kind of vehicle you're using today? Is it a bike? Is it a car?
I'm using a beat up red little bike.
Amazing. And as you are biking down the road, you are just staring at this very strange looking person. They have horns, which would be sort of, you'd think maybe cosplay, but after reading through a book that seems so strange, you just can't get over all the weird stuff you see around the city anymore. It's starting to get extra strange, so you're just staring daggers. And Harlem, would you like to do anything about this?
I'm not gonna do much. Harlem is just gonna watch as the bike goes by, and then give like a not necessarily taunting, but like a silly little, but with a tinge of annoyance, like wink.
And as you're biking, Sadie, and as Harlem, you're watching this angry emo bike, you see from a trash can nearby pops a what is the size of a raccoon, but is more lizard-like, and it runs up and it grabs the back wheel of your bike, Sadie, as you're biking, and it's going to just yank the bike out from under you, sending you flying. I'd like you to make a dex saving throw
to avoid getting hurt.
I got A 13.
Right? As you fall off of your bike, you only take a single point of damage, falling face first. And Harlem, you watch as this small creature looks around and begins running towards Sadie, who is on the ground.
Oh, fascinating. Oh.
And as this thing runs up, you feel your cards. You can feel them in your hand as they glow slightly, recognizing this creature.
Harlem is gonna just take like a really long sigh and just be like, damn.
Sadie, as you're laying face first on the ground, you feel this thing grab
your backpack and start yanking at it. And you see a couple others start running up and they start yanking as well, trying to pull the backpack off of your back until one of them pops open the zipper and reaches inside and pulls from it this tome, this book that you've been carrying. And they're pretty small, so it's trying to drag it away. It lifts over its head and it begins to waddle away relatively slowly, trying to escape with your book. And Harlem, in your cards, you feel a pulse of just instant, like, you feel a swelling of this strange force within your cards as this book is pulled closer to you. Sadie, would you like to do anything?
Yeah, I'd scream out after the little thing, and I'm like, hello? Where the fuck do you think you're going? And I, like, chase after it.
All right, because you're so much bigger than it, you immediately are able to catch up, and it's going to make a bite at your... It's not going to succeed, though. You're going to be able to lift your leg out of the way, but it's going to continue to waddle away with the book in its hand. I'd like you to roll initiative, just Sadie, until Harlem wants to.
Okay. While that happens, like, do I know what's happening with my cards right now?
You'd have to
take a moment and connect with them to figure out exactly what they're trying to tell you.
I'm gonna do that.
All right. Well, Sadie, you roll initiative, and Harlem, I'd like you to roll a charisma check using your spellcasting modifier.
I got 21 for initiative.
Amazing. You are so quick.
That's gonna be a 22.
All right. As you are holding your cards in your hand, you don't necessarily hear in your ears, but you feel in your mind a presence say,
the book, the tome. You must stop them.
Who is them?
Take the tome.
Awesome. So with that, Harlem is just gonna take a moment and just like really just take a nice little moment of like calm and just be like, okay. And I have access to my spells already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am going to basically like, I'm gonna cast Chaos Bolt, but it's not just like, it's like my card is the bolt, and I'm just gonna like dramatically, like kind of performative, throw a card at the creature pulling the tome away.
Well, then I'll have you roll initiative.
Initiative.
Jump on in.
That's rough. That's rough. That's a four.
A four? Oh, gee. Okay. Well, we're going to start off initiative order with Sadie. You are right on top of the goblin, basically standing right over it. Or kobold scale, though, guys.
I'm going to try to... You said Harlan already knocked the book out of its hands, right?
No, it's still in its hands.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to lean down and I'm going to pry it out of its hands. I'm going to try to shake it off.
All right. That's going to be a strength versus strength, so...
Oh, it probably wins because I got a 7.
It rolled pretty darn bad too. It got a 4, so.
Oh, yay.
All right. So you manage
to grab the book and successfully pry it up. Successfully pry it out of its hands. As you grab it, you're able to yank it back, and as you do, you feel within the book sort of welling of power. Same as Harlem felt in the cards. It is being taken and it wants you back.
Up is going to be one of our little friends. He's going to make an attack at you. That's going to be gross. A 15 to hit.
That does hit.
As it bites at you, it's going to be
3 damage.
Okay.
Not great. All right, a second goblin is going to make an attack. That's going to be, yikes, that's going to be a 6. So probably not hit.
Yeah, doesn't hit.
And a third goblin.
That's also a 6. So
thank
one
God.
Of the goblins manages to hit you. The other two, you manage to just pull yourself back, holding this tome in your hand as they come for you. And now it is Harlem's turn. You're going to throw Chaos Bolt?
Yes.
All right.
17.
17 will hit, yes.
Yes, okay. And then, so I got, for that, I got an 8 for damage.
That's gonna do it. All right,
and what's the damage type?
Damage type is, yeah, it doesn't say.
So, choose one of your 2d8s and tell me the number.
7.
7? Okay, psychic damage, so it's not resistant to that, so
immediately you hit one of these creatures and it's a psychic shrieking coming out of that card that hits right in the middle of the head, and it screams out and falls to the ground.
So one of them is gone. And then we're back to Sadie, top of the order.
All right. I have the book in my hand, and I look at it because, you know, as you mentioned earlier, felt like, you know, there was a little bit of something with the book. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I, like, also kind of give a look at Harlan, like, what the fuck is also going on? What are these things, and how are you doing that with your cards?
Yep. All right. Can you make a intelligence, just intelligence check?
Got it. Okay, I got a 21.
A 21. As you're holding this book, you realize that this book and the cards are one and the same in the way that they both are magic, maybe? Same as these little creatures were trying to steal it. And as you look at this book, you realize, hey, this is kind of like a spell book.
Hmm.
And if you'd like to open it, you have access to level 1 spells.
Lovely. I want to pry open the spell book.
All right, and as you do, you open it, and instead of seeing these strange symbols that you're not used to, this strange language, you just kind of see English. It's written almost in your handwriting. Not that you wrote it, but it looks very familiar. And you, as you read through, you begin to recognize words, but it's not words that you know. It's not English. It's just language that you can speak.
Huh, okay.
And as you open this book, you feel that ability to read them. It's not necessarily that you recognize or could, like, you know, quantify the symbols, but you do understand basically what they're telling you. And as you look at them, would you like to cast a spell?
I frantically flip through the pages, look at one of the kobolds that's still alive, and I cast Firebolt.
Amazing. Right, that's a spell attack?
Mm-hmm. It's a cantrip. Oh, I got a 12.
All right, that is, yep, that'll hit.
Yay.
What's the damage on that?
The damage on that is, yeah, 9 damage. Sweet.
9 damage? Amazing. Yep. You notice as you hit this kobold, it doesn't do as much, it doesn't hurt it as much as you would hope.
But it still looks super injured, but it's not like obliterated on the spot like you would wish. But it's still looking very hurt.
Mm.
All right.
Interesting.
Next up is the goblin that you just hit.
That's going to be 21.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's going to attack again. I keep saying goblin.
Yeah, kobold. I was about to ask.
Yeah, kobold.
Is there a goblin and a kobold? I keep saying,
I know. No, they're all kobolds. They're just little dragon guys. And that is going to be that's going to be 4 damage to Sadie.
Okay, cute. Well, not cute, but like, you know.
You know, cute.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Very cutie, very demure.
Very demure. Very mindful.
All right. Very mindful, very demure.
Right. And next is going to be another goblin who's going to go after you, Harlem.
17.
That will hit.
That's going to be 4 damage to you as well. I'm rolling so well, guys.
Keep rolling like that.
A little bit too well.
Yeah, I did better at the other people, but
almost killed our lawyer.
Literally.
Right. And as you are fighting down the street, you see running from down the street comes a... Well, Ophelia, can I have you describe Othello for us?
Of course. So, Othello is
kind of similar to the style that Sadie wears, like kind of punk rock, kind of, but more gothic in a way. Like he's wearing all black and a kind of like studded leather vest. And he has like a shit ton of piercings on his lips, on his nose, near his eyes, on his cheeks. Like just a very pierced out punk looking person, which is, you know, surprising in contrast to his character. But yeah.
And that's who you see running down the street with tears in his eyes. And as you see him run past, Harlem, it's your turn again.
Okay. So how many kobolds are like left or around?
There's two, and one of them is very injured.
Okay. So Harlem is going to... How far away am I from the kobold?
I would say like 15 feet.
I'm gonna like you try to use my performative nature and try to be cool and do a flip and like run over, do a flip, and then try to like jump on one of the kobolds.
You're gonna jump on one of the kobolds. Okay.
Yeah, won't be silly.
Give me an acrobatics.
Yeah,
check.
Didn't expect that, did you? Okay, acrobatic check.
Sure did not.
That is a 21.
A 21. Okay.
21.
Yeah, you successfully do a wonderful flip, and I'm going to make the kobold do a dex saving throw. Very bad. I'm going to say, let's just do 1d4, probably.
Specifically, there was the one who was, like, wounded.
Okay. Do 1d4 plus your strength modifier.
That is a 3.
A 3?
A 3.
That's perfect. And with that, you successfully jump on top of this kobold, and he just crushes under you. Are you landing on your feet?
Yeah.
Okay. He just squishes under your cool little leather boots.
So, and my custom baby seal leather boots.
Custom baby seal leather boots.
So, like, after I finish that, I'm gonna, like, turn towards Sadie and just give, like, a bow. Like a really dramatic.
A bow, yeah.
Really, yeah.
That's so funny.
I clap.
As you should.
Like a lot. I'm like, whoa.
And that brings us all the way back to Sadie. It's your turn.
All right. So I look at the remaining. There's one more kobold left, right?
Yep. And okay. He's looking absolutely fine. He's not been hit once.
Lovely. I turn to him and I conjure another firebolt.
Amazing.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. It's a 9 to hit.
That's not going to hit. I'm sorry.
It was bordering right on a 16 and then it flopped over to a 3. I'm so mad.
The worst.
Ugh.
And now he's going to attack the one who just stepped on his friend. And that's going to be, 25 to hit or 24.
Yeah.
23, yeah. Whatever. Counting down.
It doesn't matter. I'm hit.
Yeah. That's going to be 17. Oh my gosh, 7. Ooh. 7 damage. Ooh. 17 damage. All of the damage. 7 damage.
7 damage, okay.
And it is your turn again, Harlem.
My turn again, okay.
Yes.
So this time, Harlem is going to like, because like my back was turned to it at that exact moment. I was being dramatic. So I'm going to like turn around and just like look very, very upset and cast another Chaos Bolt.
Absolutely.
Although I did forget part, so let me pull my deck of cards here and use my thingy. Okay, that is a green as a diamond. I'm gonna need it to make a Constitution saving throw if I hit it.
Okay.
That is a 13.
That's not. That'll hit.
Okay, that'll be a Constitution saving throw.
It rolled a 4, so...
Yeah, that was a fail. 9 for damage.
So
radiant damage.
Okay, yeah. As you hit it, you throw a card at it, and the card hits and bursts into bright light that just absolutely disintegrates this kobold. And a puff of little magical purple smoke comes up after it. That should have been what was gonna stun it, but it died. It died fully and with vigor. So, thus ends 3 small dragon-like creatures that lay on the ground. What would you guys like to do?
I look up at Harlem and I'm like, okay, so either I'm hallucinating and I hit my head really hard when I ate shit on the concrete, or you just pulled out a deck of cards. I pulled out a book that I couldn't read until like 5 minutes ago, and magic is real, and we got jumped by large lizard things. Is that correct?
Harlow is going to like turn around again and just like look down at Sadie and be like, there is much you have to learn. And then, like, reach down and help Sadia.
I, like, take his hand and I'm, like, brushing myself off. And then I, like, look past where Othello ran and I was like, I feel like I saw a good-for-nothing little bitch run by. That also could have just been me hallucinating. But, huh, really weird.
And so I'm just gonna, like, scoff, walk over to the one of the kobolds that are on the ground. I just, like, pick it up by its tail and go, and just be like, ugh, these are worse than the rats. And then just, like...
What? Who? Where are you from?
That is for me to know. And then, am I feeling anything else in the cards? Or, like, at all?
No, the cards have calmed down quite a bit. They're still slightly glowing just from being so close to this tome.
Okay. So, I'm gonna still turn Sadie and just be like, nice tome you have there.
Oh, wait, tome? No, no. This is just a notebook that my dad used. I, like, got it from our attic earlier. It's not a tome or anything. It's just a notebook.
Oh, honey. Poor thing.
What do you mean, poor thing? It's a notebook. It's nothing special.
You just cast magic. You think that's... just the notebook?
I don't know. It could have just been, like, crazy good pyrotechnics or something. And I, like, look at Harlan a little bit closer. So, if... okay, so magic is real. I'm assuming you're not in cosplay then. Thought it was a little bit weird that the nearest, you know, convention wasn't really happening until later in the month. And you were kind of just head-to-toe in cosplay attire. But, you know, people have their vices. So, those horns are real, I'm assuming? I think.
So Harlan's gonna get like a very kind of sullied look on their face and just be like, this is how I came into the world.
Oh yeah, no, trust, no judgment here, dude. Hell, I wish I came into the world with looking like that, but like, you know, human and all. You know, just a little bit curious.
Harlan is just gonna like awkwardly flip through the cards and just try to, like, connect with them again.
All right. Make another charisma check with your spellcasting modifier.
Yeah, that's so charisma. So charisma plus charisma. That is going to be a 15.
15? All right. It's not as crazy strong as it was when the cards first made contact with this tome. But you hear the voice once again. Do you have any specific question for it?
Just be like, what now?
The tome.
Okay, so... with that, Harlan is, since Harlan can just, like, summon and dissipate these whenever he feels like it or needs to, he's just gonna, like, dissipate the cards and then, like, look at a rock on the ground, just, like, kick it a little bit and see, ugh, damn cards. And that's where I knew this is.
And as we pull from there, we return to Les and Ophelia, who stand in a very small office with a very dead chair mimic in between them.
Oh.
I don't have to pay for the chair too, right?
As much as I'm tempted, no. I just want to know where my real chair went. Where's your fucking douche? I mean, where is your beautiful, loving boyfriend, Othello, also known as my favorite client? Where did he go?
Oh, that's so sweet of you. He's the best. He probably just went home. Yeah, he's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just Mr. Comedian over here. Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your magic. I need to figure out where to put the chair corpse.
Yeah, you're probably going to want to burn it or something. Maybe we should call the police? That was not normal.
I think the part police of that would laugh at. And I don't think we should call the police here.
Why? Aren't you a lawyer? Aren't the police, like, a good thing?
Oh, no, they love me. I go down to the precinct all the time. Those are my guys. I just, you know, I don't think that, I don't want to burden them, you know. They do enough already. Okay. So
yeah, do you need any help transferring the whatever this is?
No,
I think my car should still be out front.
For now, I'll just actually I'm gonna use my minor illusion cantrip to like make the little 5-foot by 5-foot cube where it is look normal.
So as you cast the spell and the mimic is no longer there, but you know it still is, and it looks still like there. There's not green blood and also a bit of red blood from you getting hit so hard.
Where the fuck did it go?
It's still there. It looks like it isn't. It's nothing. So how long have you been doing?
I don't know.
Magic.
That was like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know.
Okay.
I think I'm in the denial phase right now.
Well, can we skip over to the acceptance phase as we go get your boyfriend partner?
Yeah, he's probably at home. It's like, yeah, it's video game time right now.
It's video game time?
It's fine.
It's like
yeah.
He doesn't have a job.
He's in between things right now. You know,
free spirit. I get it. I relate.
Exactly.
We
of course
should leave here. Put up the do not disturb sign so that the janitor doesn't come in here. And go find him before anything else happens.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I should probably call him. Give me 2 seconds to find my phone. Beep, boop, beep, 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 beep. I'm calling Othello.
Okay, he picks up. Hey, hey, babe.
Hey.
I'm going.
Hey.
I can't go.
Are you at home?
I don't. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm
okay,
not going to
well,
be with the boys today. I think I need to. What? What's up, babe? Sorry, I'm interrupting.
No worries. I think Les wants to talk to you. Les, do you want to talk to Othello?
Oh, yes, I would,
Hi.
Actually. Hi.
Perfect, okay.
Yeah,
over the phone.
What's up?
Whatever you saw, I can assure you, it was, you know, I've
you're
been
weird.
Having some
I'm...
chair difficulties recently,
no, dude,
so.
You're,
yeah.
I think you're crazy. I don't know.
I'm crazy?
You're cheap, at least. No, it's not. I'm crazy. I don't know. I can't go to the police.
You sound
do you know
distressed.
Maybe. A little. Maybe
you
a little bit.
You like had a long day. And
no,
maybe
no, there was little dragons and people fighting in
there
this.
There what?
Street,
okay.
And there was a chair eating you. I can't. Where's the chair? Did you
I'm perfectly fine. I'm fine. Ophelia is fine. You're fine.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
it sounds to me?
Oh,
it sounds
bit.
To me like you're having a bit of a mental health crisis. It happens to everyone.
Hey, I've been hallucinating. I haven't been hallucinating. You're lying.
I've had a mentee bee or two myself. So, trust me when I say maybe go home, take a day of rest. Or two.
Right.
I don't
right.
know. I've been told that it's video game time.
It is. I was going to call the boys, but I think I should call the... I can't call the police. Who am I kidding? I don't know. I'll call
the
other boys. They kind of know people.
I think the police take you to a mental institution. Gotta be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with the court date coming up, a mental institution is not what you want on your record.
I should go to sleep.
Mental institution? What are you guys talking about right now?
Sound crazy.
It's
we all sound crazy. There's no chair.
Yeah, there's no chair.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it technically wasn't a chair.
Oh, you're right. What was that? I've got a...
I
gotta
I'll go talk to Othello now. I'll take the phone.
Okay.
Yes.
Just...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Othello?
Hey, babe.
Hey, yeah, I think you should go take a nap, okay?
But... I'm hungry. I think I'm going to go out and get... I shouldn't go outside. There was dragons out there. Yeah,
okay,
I'll see.
Okay, well, I can be home soon. I'll cook something for you, and then you can eat it when you wake
please.
Up.
Yeah, can you make that, I don't know, the thing your, like, mom made or something? I don't know. It was pretty good last time.
Yeah, of course. I'll be home soon. You go take a nap, okay?
Yeah. See ya.
Okay. Bye.
Beep.
Love you.
Yeah, everything was all good. Love you too. It was just a chair thing. It's probably good.
That's an interesting
fella. So, Les, do you need anything else? Yeah. Yeah, he's great. He's the best.
Other than about, like, 15 pounds of Dramamine? Yeah. I think I'm delightful.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. All right, so you, do you have our numbers and everything?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, great. I think I'm gonna go head out so I can cook for Othello, but I'll see you around.
I'm sure I will see you around.
Great. Okay, bye!
And just walk like all day.
How whimsical.
Okay.
As we return to our Les, what are you up to?
I'm also leaving because I do not want to be in the room with what I know is a rotting chair corpse, even though it may not look like it to anybody else. I'm just gonna walk out, just blood gushing down half the side of my face. Just, I've had a rough day. I need some distance.
And as you exit through the doors, you look, both of you, and exit around the same time. Though Les, you're probably like trying to keep your distance so it doesn't look like you're following her, but it's kind of a fail.
I'm not following you. I'm just trying to get outside.
Are you okay, by the way? You're bleeding pretty profusely.
I was attacked by a chair. That'll happen.
Okay, well, I can give you a ride to the hospital if you'd like.
I'll walk. I'm just gonna. I need some fresh air. I'm just gonna, okay, you know, take a trip around the block.
Well, if you run into anything else, let me know. Ha ha ha.
Bye. Yeah. Bye.
And as you begin to walk, you realize you're both going the same direction.
Are you sure you're not following me?
I'm not following you. I'm just trying to take a walk. Are you following me?
I'm ahead of you.
Well, fuck me, I guess.
I have a boyfriend.
Oh my god, you know what I mean. Okay. What? Let's just... Here's the thing. I'm walking where I want to walk. And you know what? I'm just going to cross the street. How about that? Sure. I'm just trying to take a walk around this block. I'm just trying to maybe like walk
direction. Oh yeah, just that, I guess. Bye.
And as you both are walking, you look up and you see in front of you two people, and in between those two people, three scaly little things. They're like lizards, but they're a little too big. They could be kimono dragons, but they definitely don't look like kimono dragons laying on the ground. In between two people, one holding a giant black tome, and one holding nothing and just staring at the other one.
Those green scaly thingies. Oh my god, those look exactly like my ex-in-laws, guys. So crazy. Harlem?
Sadie?
Oh.
Harlem, who is this random kid?
I have a name.
I don't know it.
Right here, and
who are you?
I'm Sadie. Who are you?
I'm Les Dudas. You may know me from my advertisements. Yeah.
What's with your stupid ass name and your shitty dye job? Oh my god. sorry. That was rude. I mean, No, I can't even take this seriously. Oh my god. Wait, do you run like oh my god, I've seen you around town. Or like when I'm like biking around. You're the like
I would say really... that I've seen you around town, but I see a lot of emo college kids. So
yeah,
Harlem,
okay.
What's going on with the lizard things? I just got attacked by a chair.
Typical.
Yeah. It had teeth and stuff. It's super cool. It's in my office.
Yeah, that just kind of came out of the trash can. And attack this child.
Again, not a child. I'm over the legal age of 18.
Oh. You're not a child. I'm over the legal age of 18.
Chop, get your roots done, old man.
Okay. So they just came out of the trash can and attacked you two for no apparent reason.
Well, not me. They attacked Sadie.
Okay, why did you help Sadie? That's not your business. That's actually crazy because I just came back from being attacked by a chair monster for no apparent reason. It's a bit of a coinky dink.
And who is this one?
Oh, hi. I'm Ophelia. Nice to meet you. My boyfriend's also a client.
Yeah. You know, did you see like a little... I mean, did you see a wonderful man run by?
Good.
A wonderful, yes. Brave, courageous man.
Looks like me, but like has 10 times worse of a fashion sense. Has like several piercings, greasy ass hair.
It's not greasy hair.
You would describe him exactly like that using those words, but yes.
Okay, yeah. The cunt I saw earlier, amazing. So I wasn't hallucinating. Hey. He ran over down that way.
Oh, yes. The handsome freak that went running down the road. Yes.
I wouldn't say handsome. He looks like he snuck on the planet Earth.
Okay.
Like,
thanks.
You know anything about taste.
Like, you know anything about taste. Look at you. Fucking cosplayer. Looking ass bitch.
That's a bit racially insensitive. Okay.
How?
He was born this way, okay? So why don't you just, like, stop messing around with my client here.
Why don't you go get arthritis, old man? Go pick up your prescription.
Wear glasses.
Sadie, don't you have shit to do with your dad's?
I'm sorry, don't you have a boyfriend to be hooking up with right now?
Yeah, actually.
You still live with your parents?
No, I was there visiting for... it's summer break. Finals are around the corner. I was visiting for the weekend.
Sure. Okay.
You don't have to keep repeating yourself. I think that might be the dementia catching up with you. You keep repeating like you're a broken record. Should we like get you checked out? Can you afford Medicare?
Can you like speak without like using like 1,000 times? Like, bro, let's just get back to the issue at hand. Okay, magical creatures are attacking us. By us, I mean like two of us. One of which I would be fine with them attacking. But that's an issue? And maybe we should, like, get down to the bottom of that.
How would we get down to the bottom of that? You just randomly had your chair attack you.
I don't know, but I'm assuming... I mean, must have done something to get a chair to attack me. I don't know. I'm gonna assume that all of us know that there are certain magical things happening right now. And that some of us possess magical powers, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be the most likely reason why this is happening to us exclusively.
Well, maybe if you guys tell us what happened to you, we can, like, figure it out. Like, what happened? What were y'all doing?
Okay, so basically, I was, you know, riding my bike, going over to the grocery store to, like, you know, pick up, like, variety bags of chips for my dad's, because they do charity work. It doesn't matter. I'm getting off topic. Anyway. So I found this like leather book in the attic, and I thought it was like a notebook or whatever. So I was going to like donate it to like my local bookstore or something, like, you know, pawn it for some cash, whatever. And then these little green lizard things came out of nowhere, pulled the bike from under me. I opened the book. I can understand it now because it was basically chicken scratch earlier, and I casted a fireball, so that was something. And then person over there, still don't know their name, did something with their cards, which is pretty cool, and then crushed one to death, so that was also pretty cool, you know. So, yeah, pretty, you know, normal, I'd say.
Well, okay. if you don't want to tell them, I would gladly take it off your hands for you.
No, I'm keeping this. What part of me casting magic spells don't you understand?
Actually, I am... curious about the tome.
I mean, sure, if you plan to, like, not, I don't know, steal it from me.
When I steal it from you?
I don't know.
I'm just saying that, like, why would the lizards attack you in particular rather than just, like, I don't know, a random civilian on the street? Or Harlem, since Harlem was in the same area. So I'm assuming that, like, you have something that maybe the lizards wanted, and it's probably the tome. So maybe
I you know, kind of doubt that I took something from them, because, you know, this does belong to my dad's, and they're like, you know, the most generic run-of-the-mill people on earth.
Maybe they're not.
I mean, aside from being trying to, are you trying to insinuate something?
No, I'm just stating it quite clearly.
You know what else we can clearly see? Your roots.
And also the stains on your shirt. Nice job trying to hide them, though.
Nice job trying to hide the dark bags under your eyes from staying up late for studying for finals. I know what that's like.
Oh, I'm not trying to hide them. I have nothing to hide. It adds to my look, actually. Raccoon eyes are cool. They're back in.
Sure.
Not that you would know anything about fashion, though.
Oh, no. Totally. Clearly. I would know nothing about emo fashion, all cheaply bought from Hot Topic. I would know nothing about that.
Okay. And they have pretty good stuff. Where's your suit from again? It looks like it's, like, you know, tearing at the seams. Is it, like, worn, or did you get it recently? Do you thrift? Is that it?
No.
Aw. So
let's get back to the topic of the tome. How about we look at the tome? I don't know. You seem a little bit insecure about letting us look at the tome.
Because I just met you, Sadie points at Les. Still don't know their name, points at Harlem, and then points at Ophelia and doesn't say anything. I'll get back to you in a minute. But anyway.
Well, Harlem is Harlem. Harlem, I hope you don't mind me saying that. It's, and I'm Harlem's lawyer and also the lawyer of Ophelia's boyfriend. So that's how we're all connected. And I'm assuming you already know Ophelia.
Yeah.
Long
story.
Let's have a little show and tell.
Sadie just used to know my boyfriend.
No, I used to know you too.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. We have met. But let's focus on the tomb. What does it say?
Well, I mean, they opened it up and then showed off to the group. I'm not sure if you guys can read this or not. It's, you know, writing. A little bit weird.
And as you all look at it, none of you can read it. You're looking and it looks like some ancient runic writing. As Sadie flips through a few of the pages, you see sort of different types of this writing. You see things that kind of remind you of Nordic, etc. You just look through and none of this seems English, for sure.
What was your dad? A fucking Viking?
I hope not. I don't know.
Do they, like, where did you find this again?
Oh, in the attic. It looked like, you know, like chicken scratch when I found it. They take the book and then point it, like, they face it towards them so they can read it, so they can see the back of it. But it, you know, reads in English now, kind of like my handwriting. I think I don't know what that's about. Can you guys, like, you know, see it being in English, or is that just me, or am I, like, you know, no. Crazy? Okay,
it's
great.
All
crazy.
You realize, Sadie, that when you were able to recognize it is when you started reading it while you were holding it.
Okay. Maybe I'm just like, oh my god, you know what this reminds me of? Percy Jackson. I am a little bit dyslexic, so I think that might be it, guys.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Freak.
Wow. What? Hello?
I'm gonna use my mask of many faces to just suddenly turn into a different person.
What are you gonna look like?
So I'm just gonna, like, I'm gonna turn into, like, a child. Like a five-year-old girl. And I'm just gonna turn into a five-year-old girl and just be like, freak! I'm gonna point up and just be like, freak! And then, like,
oh my God.
Very lightly kick. Yeah, very lightly kick Sadie in the shin.
Ow! Oh my... I, like, double over in pain. I, like, clutch my knee.
Oh my god, sensitive.
And
oh
then
my
I like stand
god.
Right back up.
Transformed into a different person.
And then I'm gonna, like, run behind, like, an alleyway and then just, like, transform back and be like, wow, did you see that little girl? Why did she go so fast?
Yeah, I did. I think she had a productive comment too.
Where is she going? God.
I think it was just a sign from God.
Ah. I don't believe in God, unfortunately. You know what I think? I think all three of you need to, you know, pipe down, and we need to, and then Sadie, remember something. You said you were attacked by your chair, right?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Nothing, it was totally normal before, and you just, like, weren't being stupid or anything and sitting on it, like, you know, upside down, right?
No. I had my meeting with the client, and then I sat down on it, and then I was like, this doesn't feel right, and then I turned around, and it had a big old mouth and teeth and eyeballs, and it was freaky.
I'm going to chime in here. You know what this reminds me of? That one clip from that, like, talk show where she sits down and is like, ha, bitch, is this cake?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I imagined.
I asked myself, bitch, is this cake? As I sat down it, and I turned around, and it fucking attacked me.
Oh. So I guess it wasn't cake.
Yeah, it hit me pretty bad. It really hurts. I think I have head trauma.
Aw. Well, I mean, I'm sure you aren't really losing much, but you know. Yeah, we all know.
So, can you still read the tomb, Sadie?
I am not sure. Matt, can I read the... Can I read it now? Or no?
Matt, can I read the tomb?
Yeah, you can still...
Yay! Okay, yeah, it still looks like English to me. Yeah.
Story time? Does it say anything helpful?
It just has, like, it kind of, I don't know, it just says, like, words, like, fireball and stuff like that, and it's, like, weird. And incantations and stuff, it's really weird. Very odd. I don't really know how to, I don't know, a little bit weird. And I shut it, and I put it, away.
All right. As you are putting this tome away, not the word tome, not tomb.
Tome.
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 Tomb is where you put dead people.
Yes. Ophelia, your phone starts to ring.
Hello?
Hey, Ophelia. And you recognize this voice is your father.
Hey, Dad. What's up? What's up?
Something happened at the house. I need you to bring... Do you have a car? Do you have a car you can drive over here?
Yeah, I have a car. I can get over there very quickly. I can get over there very quickly. I'll be there ASAP. Is everyone okay? Is anyone hurt?
We're all fine, but I don't know where... I can't find Orion or Talia.
Mother of fuck. I mean, mother of bees.
It's okay. You're an adult. You can swear. I need you over here now.
I'm coming ASAP. I'll be there. See you soon. Beep. I have to go. Bye. And Ophelia just starts fucking booking it. Not well, but you know.
Well, that's all the adventure we have time for this week. Tune in next week for the second part of our adventure, The Lizards, the Witch, and the Office Chair Part 2, next Tuesday on Cleveland Clobberin'.